This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center for September 29th through October 5th, 2006.
The Israeli army kills 8 Palestinians, including 3 children, while Palestinian factions confront each other on the streets and 12 die, as the formation of a national unity government faces serious difficulties. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Let's begin our weekly report with this week's peaceful action against the annexation wall in the West Bank village of Bilayn.
Enduring Palestinian, international and Israeli activists persist in the protests in the village of Bilayn against the ever-encroaching annexation wall, which has so far taken approximately half the village's agricultural land. Chanting resistance slogans, the demonstrators marched non-violently to the gate in the wall, which runs through the village, where 2 local protesters attempted to climb the gate but were detained by soldiers. The protesters continued around the wall, but were forced to disperse into nearby olive groves as the Israeli forces fired tear gas on the protesters and subsequently fired rubber-coated bullets at the crowd, which included children. The protests culminated in the local youth once again blocking the entry of the Israeli forces into the village of Bilayn, armed only with what they could find on the ground. Paul from the ISM, who was there.
There are probably about 50 people marching today, and there's a good atmosphere in the demonstration. People were singing and chanting, even though a lot of the people were fasting. People still managed to keep their spirits up, and then we got to where the gate is, and as usual there were a lot of soldiers there and jeeps blocking the way through the gate. Some people managed to climb onto the gate, but Israeli soldiers dragged them down. A couple of people were detained and held for about an hour by Israeli soldiers.
The Israeli army continued its attacks on the Palestinian communities this week and killed 8 residents in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, injuring several others.
6 Palestinians were killed in Gaza by the Israeli army this week, including 3 children. 2 were brothers who were riding their bikes together when an Israeli warplane dropped a missile on them. Another was killed when an Israeli jet shelled a metal shop. 14 more were injured, including 4 children. In the latest attacks, an Israeli warplane shelled a vehicle in Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and killed 2 of the resistance fighters. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers present at a military post east of Khan Yunis shot and killed another resident. 245 civilians have been killed in Gaza since the ongoing Israeli military operation, which began in June, including 56 children and 13 women. 829 have been injured, including 222 children, 35 women, 4 paramedics, and 6 journalists. Meanwhile, the Rafah crossing point was opened earlier this week, allowing a few of the thousands of residents who have been stranded on both sides to move through. The border has been open for only 12 days since June. At least 6 people have died waiting to get through.
And in the West Bank this week, 2 were killed, 6 injured, and 24 abducted in Israeli raids, including 3 children, one of which was a girl. In one invasion into Jenin, Israeli special forces, disguised as Arab civilians, jumped out of a non-plated vehicle and assassinated Mohammed Dodi, a local Hamas leader, shooting him point blank. In another incident, Israeli border guards shot and killed a construction worker on his way to work in the city of Jaffa, located inside the 48 territories.
National unity meetings between Hamas and Fatah, the rival parties, were put on hold this week as 12 died in interfactional fighting. One Hamas leader was shot dead outside his mosque in Gaza. In another incident, Fatah gunmen shot and killed a waiter who refused to join in the general strike. But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh say that they still hope to form a national unity government, a point Abbas reaffirmed in a joint press conference with the Bahraini foreign minister in Ramallah. Haniyeh said the international community wants the Palestinian National Unity Government to be formed on American standards and specifications. He spoke at a massive rally for Hamas supporters in Gaza and said that Hamas is committed to the national agreement presented by the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails and affirmed that Hamas will never recognize Israel. The Quartet Committee, which includes the United States, United Nations, Russia, and the European Union, demanded that the Hamas government and the National Unity Government, if formed, to recognize Israel, respect the previously signed agreements, and to renounce violence.
The main Israeli fuel supplier to the occupied Palestinian territories, Alon Dor, stopped transferring fuel this week, citing a Palestinian debt of millions of Israeli shekels. The crisis was finally solved when the Palestinian Authority signed a contract with their new Israeli fuel supplier, PAZ, as Alon Dor did not accept modifications requested by the PA in order to renew the 12-year-old contract. The new contract allows the Palestinian Authority to import crude oil from outside Israel and refine it in PAZ's refinery in the Ashdod's harbour in Israel. This opens the chance for the PA to import oil from Arab countries, which may lower the retail prices. In addition, the contract obliges PAZ to help the Palestinian Authority create a reserve by collecting the fuel in tanks in the Palestinian areas.
Alon Dor did not address the role of the Israeli government, which since January has withheld $480 million of tax revenues rightfully belonging to the Palestinian Authority. On the other hand, the Palestinian Authority paid nearly $20 million out of the $30 million debt to Alon Dor, who insisted that the PA pays all of the debt before it resumes transferring fuel to the Palestinian areas. The Palestinian Deputy Minister of Finance, Samir Abu Aisha, said the new contract has an easier system of payment in comparison to those with Alon Dor. In the meantime, the financial crisis in Palestine deepens as the ongoing general strike, which started almost 40 days ago, has widened. The Palestinian security forces joined in, demanding their unpaid wages. They set fire to tires in the streets and fired live rounds. A riot broke out when the Palestinian Interior Ministry sent forces into Gaza to disperse the protesters. Outraged protesters tore through the Palestinian Legislative Council building and set fire to the office of Deputy Prime Minister Nasser ad-Din Ishaar. At least 12 were killed and 100 injured in the clashes that followed, including two of Ishaar's bodyguards. To protect and mourn the internal violence, the Palestinian Authority closed its doors. Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh said the strike had been enforced by weapons, which turn it from a democratic form of protest to an act to serve political agendas of some political factions.
In her first trip to the Middle East since the end of the Israeli war on Lebanon earlier this year, US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met in Cairo with the foreign ministers of 8 countries, including Jordan, Egypt and the Gulf. She then met with President Abbas in Ramallah to discuss the revival of peace negotiations with the State of Israel. Abbas gave Rice a list of demands, including that Israel release the $480 million of tax revenues rightly belonging to the Palestinian Authority, open Gaza's crossing points to let people and aid through, and ease the restrictions on movement in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Prime Minister Haniyeh, who did not meet with Rice, said the purpose of her visit was to support Israel and sow unrest in the Middle East, citing the Bush administration's selective favouritism and demonising of Middle Eastern leaders. After her meeting with Abbas, Rice met with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, and other high-ranking Israeli officials. They refused to meet any Palestinian demands before the release of the Israeli soldier who was arrested by Palestinian factions this June.
And that's just some of the news for this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check our website at www.imemc.org. As always, thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This is Keisha Kay,
Imogen Kimber,
and Ghassan Manoura.